Let's talk a little bit about the billboards, first of all, Chris. Where are they? How many cities are they located in?
Well, within the U.S., they're in so many cities, I really couldn't tell you accurately. I know, for instance, in L.A., there's 100 billboards that Family Radio has put up. In Philadelphia, where I'm from, there is about 15. It's not just billboards. There's park benches or bus stop benches. Actually, a lot of individuals are getting involved also. There's a bus driver in New Jersey, and in his hub, he drives a transit bus. In his hub where he works, he had 200 of the buses fitted with advertising. So, you know, a lot of individuals are adding to this, so it's really impossible to say exactly how many there are in the U.S. I know outside of the U.S., there's billboards and other forms of advertising probably in 50 countries at least.
So they're all over the place.
Yes. We're trying to get them everywhere if possible.
Tell us about the message, Chris, this May 21st message, this date.
Well, the message is the Bible's message. You know, the Bible has always taught that there would be an end. God speaks of an appointed day. The only question through time was, when would that day be? And God told Daniel, who was an end-time prophet, most theologians agree with that, and in the last chapter of the book of Daniel, God said to him, seal up the word till the time of the end, and then knowledge will increase. And the implication there is that the Bible would be sealed, and the information concerning the timing of Christ's return and the end of the world would be closed up, but not forever, until we reach that point in time, the time of the end, and we're there. And so that's the reason why now we can know that this is the day.
How did the organization get the date, May 21st, 2011?
Well, Family Radio has a program called Open Forum that's hosted by Harold Camping.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the longest-running radio call-in show in the country. I think it began back in the late 50s or 1960s.
Yeah, a little longer than ours.
Yeah, it's been going on for about 50 years. And Mr. Camping, Harold Camping, has been taking all calls on that program for that length of time. And he's been a diligent Bible student, putting in a lot of hours into the Bible. And so God had to use someone. You know, like every invention starts with an individual. Every discovery in science or in the medical field, There's one individual who discovers the cure, and then others build upon it. And so Mr. Camping saw these things in a Bible, and he published the information. And now, you know, God's people all over have been checking it out and confirming it, and it's spreading.
So he basically got this message from divine providence, or did he figure it out with some Bible code? How did he get the date?
Well, the date comes from the scripture. There's a built-in calendar of history. We would know it as the genealogies, which are found in early chapters of Genesis. And it starts with Adam. God gives, actually, the death age for Adam. He died at 930 years old. And then he lays out this genealogy, which is, when understood correctly, can be shown to be a biblical calendar. And since it starts with Adam, it starts at the creation of the world, and so we know the creation date, and then down through history, up until the flood. Maybe, you know, some of your listeners have read the flood account, and they've noticed that the calendar was aligned with Noah's life. For instance, the flood came in the 600th year of Noah, and so that's what God did. We could call them biblical calendar reference patriarchs.
Okay, Chris, just so we're all clear now on this date, May 21st, 2011, what do you expect to happen on that day?
Well, that's the day. You know, that's the day where God completes the promises of the Bible. He will take his people out of the world, and then he will judge the rest.
And now how many will go?
Well, we don't know exactly. It's a great multitude, and we can have an inkling of an idea, but it'll be tens of millions.
They'll just be gone.
Well, it's not just the day of the rapture. You know, we have heard books recently and movies, and they have a little bit of the truth, but they also have some things that aren't true. And, you know, in those stories, people disappear. They're flying a plane or driving a cart. No, it's not going to be like that. It's the day of the resurrection of the dead also, because, you know, that's part of God's fulfillment of his salvation plan.
All right. Well, most people, opens up. Chris, most people on that day, if they're not taken, let's say, will they see anything unusual happen? I mean, will they know that there's something going on here?
Yes, George, they will. The Bible tells us that they will see God's people, those that were saved by the action of God. They will see them go up. It's a day that starts also Judgment Day, and that's one of the big blows that comes against people. That as far as God now, you know, he turns to mankind who have not been living in accordance with his will. And it begins the judgment process, and a big blow is that I'm left behind, and I wasn't saved. And many professing Christians who think that they're all, you know, have a good relationship with God, they're going to horribly discover that as the Bible says, they'll cry to God, Lord, Lord, you know, we did this in your name and that, and Jesus will then say, depart from me, I never knew you.
All right, let me ask you a what if, because May 21st is on a Saturday, and so that
right.
Following upcoming Monday, I'll be back on the air, that'll be on the 23rd, and I'll be interviewing people saying, well, what happened? What if nothing happens?
Well, that,
let me be the, I don't want to say the devil's advocate, but that's the phrase.
Yeah.
What if nothing happens?
Well, George, that's actually a common thing that's brought up by a lot of people. What are you going to do when? And, you know, I've really been struck because we get it so much, and I, you know, I read a lot of the emails, and people have this notion that what are you going to do when it doesn't happen? And what strikes me is that a great many people have a great faith and confidence in the continuance of this world. They don't really see the end of the world as a legitimate, realistic possibility.
Well, you know, and I may be one of those, Chris. You know, I happen to think we're going to be in for a rough ride. This is not going to be pleasant for anybody, but that in the long run, we're going to pull out of this. Now, that does sound a little like end times prophecy, because in end times prophecy, we go through this rough time period, but then we pull out of it, don't we?
Well, no, not at the final end. You know,
in the middle.
Well, yeah, but this is the final end.
You're saying this is it, May 21st? This is it?
Oh, yeah, this is it. This is the day of judgment. There's not going to be another.